Yeah, morning everybody. Welcome to Daily Digest on Wednesday. And of course, that's a Dear Bumi Day. I won't bore you by repeating over and over again where we get our resource material from. But good morning to Miss Bumi Shofola. I'm sure she's listening. She has a cup of tea and croissant. I don't know if she has croissant. I think I should send some to her next week. Philip, remind me. We'll send some croissant next week so we can... She can sit and relax in her... She's still active. She's not a pensioner. She's 72. Still very, very active. Very, very active. Right. Now, before we go into today's program, let me quickly tell you that Friday, like I said, is the anniversary day. I'm a hanker. And let me tell you how far we've gone. We have two vouchers. Two vouchers from a shop in Adelabu, two vouchers, and Osa donated two vouchers of 25,000 naira each, so you can go pick. I think can you pick a shoe and bag with 25k?
It depends where you're going.
But nowadays, your money. But you'll be able to pick a shoe and bag, I'm sure.
Just know the right places to go. I'm sure you'll be able.
No, this one is a voucher, so you have to go to that shop.
Ah, well, we'll see when we get
there. The voice you're hearing is the voice of my guest, Oyinye.
Yes. That is me.
But your surname, what's the surname?
Ekumankama,
which is going to change very soon. Is it this year?
In God's time.
So all of you who are watching us on YouTube and are oohing and eyeing, she's good to go. Any moment from now, we are going to pass her. Where are we going? Which state are we going?
I will tell you now off the air. It's not for public consumption like that.
Let me quickly tell them so they take their eyes. Those of them who want to go home and do one last minute. Anyway, so back to what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So we have two vouchers, 25K each. Mm-hmm. We have some books. I'll tell you what books it would be from Kuramo. Some of the books will be my book, autographed by me. So between Kuramo and myself, we'll give out some books. We have, what did I call it now? We have something from Inkiru, the farmer, and the butcher. But those will go to the female callers. Because, like I said yesterday, if you give the vegetable and the meat to the men, it won't get home.
Mm-mm.
You agree?
We still have some good men. They will take it home so that madam will cook it for them.
The place where you are going, your destination, will they take it home?
Yes, now. Why not?
It will come home. You never enter. When it is still dating, everything is still sweet and whatever. When you enter, after one, that one dog, boom. Then reality will start. You never enter. In 3 years time, I'll ask you again. I'll ask you the same question.
By God's grace, it will be a beautiful reality.
It will be a beautiful reality. Mm-hmm. Better do two at a go.
Eh?
Yes, Taye Kende, it will be nice.
So that okay.
Sign off once and for all.
Okay.
Anyway, Oyinye is here. By the way, Oyinye, of course, you listen to her on Saturdays.
Yes, it feels like Saturdays. A Saturday morning right now, actually. It's a Wednesday morning.
It's Dear Bumi,
yes.
And so we have those. We have, what else do we have, Philip? We have about 8 or 9 power banks. I haven't collected them, because CMTN. We have some power banks to give out. So on Friday, day after tomorrow, you go to bed tomorrow. Mm-hmm. As soon as you wake up in the morning, you know that something's going to happen to you if you can get to call in on time. We're just going to have fun on Friday.
Mm.
And the special guest of honor will be Kekere. Do you know who Kekere is? That's your guy's name. Now. He said, you are not here. He said about 2 weeks ago that he played football as a kid. Mm-hmm. And he played number 9. Do you know number 9?
Mm.
Messi plays, does he play 9 or 10?
I think 10, yeah. Messi is 10.
Are you sure Messi is 10?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, your own generation is Messi. My own generation is Ilerika. And I think Ilerika, Ilerika used to play 10 or 9. Anyway, he says he played football as a kid and they called him KKR. So he'll be the special guest of honor here.
That'll be amazing.
We're just going to have fun. And we'll be giving out, you know, when you go for a function in Nigeria, they will give you things to take home. So we'll have the power banks, you can get something from the. We could have gone a bit more, we could have extended it, but we want to keep things. These days, there's austerity in town. So we want to keep things. I think the grant, the biggest one, will be somebody who will have lunch with me on. who will have lunch with me on an agreed date.
Ah, that would be interesting. Yes. I'm sure a lot of people would.
One of the callers,
aim
I'll just
for
say,
that.
Yeah, could you join me for lunch? Okay. The question is that if I ask somebody to join me for lunch, should it be from the male line or the female line?
I will leave that to you to decide because you have a mixed audience.
I have a mixed audience.
Fans.
But I don't want any hermaphrodite. I want to be sure.
We want exactly.
I don't want to take
one
a risk.
Or the other.
I don't want to take. It is risky these days for you not to know who is sitting next to you.
Very true.
So I don't want to take that. I'm sure you get the point.
You start asking for baby pictures now.
Baby pictures. Right, so let's get down to Diabumi today. Oh yeah, have you heard Diabumi before?
I have.
You have. Okay, so let me go through the headlines that we have here. Yes. It's risky to have a second child with this toy boy. She's everything I want in a woman, but plain. I'm the abuser in this relationship. This one should be caned. My children and I are scared of him. Will my friend's wife tell? Ah! This is from Fatai. And my mom refused to protect me from my abuser. Risky to have a second child. Let's start from safer areas and then we can move up a little
dangerous
bit.
Dangerous terrain.
Let us start with Uju.
Okay.
Uju says that, dear Bumi, my husband is a bully. And the kids and I are scared of him.
Six pack.
To the point that I can no longer bear it.
Wow.
He beats the kids often and has threatened to deal with me if I leave. Yeah, I've heard something like that before. The only thing is that I don't have anyone to turn to. My mother lives in her hometown and I've lost contact with all my friends. How can that be?
Like how? How did you lose contact
How did
your
you
friends?
Lose contact with all your friends and it's only your mom? Okay, so what kind of standing does she have herself?
The wife?
That she can't
contact anybody.
See, since you are also going into that factory very soon, there is something in life called vex money.
Yep.
Sometimes it's little cash. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's it might not be cash, but the moral of anything called cash vex money is that you must always have an alternate plan in case things go bad.
Things go wrong, yeah.
Yeah. So, if I were you as a woman, never subscribe to being a full housewife with no income, no matter how rich your husband is. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. Everybody needs some form of financial independence because, I mean, first of all, nobody wants to be a liability. Second of all, you never know what would happen and you need to bring something to the table as well.
Are you going to wait for something to happen before you bring something to the table?
No, of course not. Normally you ought to be able to bring something to the table on a normal day. And in situations like this, for example, this lady who is going through crisis and cannot even help herself or her children. You see, this is another reason why.
She's been caught flat-footed.
Exactly. And it's a red flag when a man doesn't want a woman to work, doesn't want her to have her own source of income. Because
let me tell you something.
Are you trying to cage me down?
Let me tell you something about domestic violence. Not you, I'm talking
of course.
About
of course.
Let me tell you something about you. Do you know that even playing sometimes can lead to death? Talk less of violence. And no, let me pick the cup. Don't pick it. And you put somebody can hit his head or her head and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Where I'm going is this. You will only have yourself to blame if you get wounded. Well, you can't blame yourself when you are dead because you are dead.
Too late.
Do you think anything happens after you die?
I mean, life
what happens
goes
to people
on.
Who die?
They are buried.
But they say they go up to heaven. They are buried in the ground. How do you then get to heaven?
Well, you see, that's a spiritual aspect. Do you want to go into that?
No, I don't want
this
to go.
Money. Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't want to go. When you talk about spiritual things, I get confused.
I get confused. It's not that confusing sometimes.
But I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry for Uju. I think. She should just, if this guy is not going to go for, if he's not going to go for therapy and realize that he has a problem, and from the way she says it, she looks like as if he's one of these six-pack people, these bullies. Mm-hmm. Not
literally
like
physically overpowered.
Maybe one thing though, maybe women, if you want to marry, you marry somebody like slim. You know, you can.
I don't think that's a guarantee.
In those football days, you'll give me a sliding tackle.
No, I don't think that's a guarantee.
The size is not a guarantee.
Because, I mean, they could also use things. You may not be the one, but you could use things to hit the person. And you know, size can be deceitful. You might be small, but you might have a lot of strength in you as well. So that's not the, that's not the.
So are you saying that you think that maybe Philip can beat me up now?
I don't. I would never say that. But I would never say that. But there are people who are. I mean, some of these taekwondo. People,
it's true. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. They sometimes they are smallish, short, slim, but
besides,
then see them kicking, throwing kicks.
Besides, you know that apart from physical strength, there's also something they call kurube. Have you heard of kurube before?
Please explain.
I should explain kurube.
Yes, please. Please.
Okay. Haven't you heard that in football, for example, in football, for example, sometimes you'd want to take a shot, like Haruna wants to take a shot, and there's a goalkeeper, and they said, Sole! That's it, you drop it, you should look at it. And you haven't heard
it
of
too,
something
you just
like
drop
that.
It. Ah, wow. I've not heard of something
okay.
like that.
Haven't you heard? Haven't you heard that sometimes in a society, you can find somebody who just hit somebody like this and say, follow me. And you follow
okay,
them.
Yes, I have heard of that. Definitely. Definitely I've heard of that. One.
So it's not by might. It's not just by might.
Okay.
I
see.
Look at see my pocket bulging here. What do you think?
Don't.
So, look at the way she's looking at me.
I don't know.
Hey,
thank God, I'm messing
oh,
up.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They will not say, and she's Igbo. That's not it.
let me use the words of my main man, Moody. Moody will say, he fall my hand. When I said, this is my wallet, you refuse to look at the left pocket. You kept looking at this right.
No, Uncle Jimmy. People on YouTube, is that what happened? Those of you watching us on YouTube.
He said that. You're calling people on YouTube because I haven't told them you're fine. It's a fine face. Okay. Come and see Onyeye, she's on YouTube. Fine, babe. But she's spoken for. Is that man serious?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
A man who follows you to work every day.
Every day. He too has his own work.
Hey, every day I've seen you. He's always.
Uncle Jimmy.
Is it the premises?
He's not.
It is love. It is love. It is love. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him more. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's look at another one. We are going to open up our lines, though. You can call in. But wait, just cool down. And today you are not winning anything, so please don't. I don't know why don't rush the lines. It's on Friday. That Friday you should call the first
set
caller.
Set your alarms.
The first caller. Oh, Masi Bell. Let me read this one by Uju.
Okay.
Uju says, "I became a widow some 5 years ago, and my husband left us well provided for. That's a good man.
That's good. Very good.
That's a very good man." Mm-hmm. "I have three lovely kids aged between 20 and 14. So she's still paying school fees. Early last year, I met my current boyfriend who is 37. She didn't tell us how old she is. But if she has a child who is 20, let us do a quick word and say, even if she had her first child when she was 20. So she's about 40.
Mean, 20-year-old child,
so
yes.
We don't have an argument because a 40-year-old cannot call the 37-year-old boy a toy boy.
Mm-mm.
Who is a toy boy?
No, of course not. She's probably older than him.
Who is a toy boy?
She's probably older. A toy boy. Just one mugu that is on the side.
Is it determined? Wait, we're going to get there. Mm-hmm. Is it determined by his age or his muguness?
Well, maybe a little bit of both.
Because you see, there are some older people. There are some people my age who are also muggles. So would you call me a toy boy? I'm very dense.
I don't think so. Unless
it means a dance. I don't know anything but just rolling tire down the road.
I know.
So would I be a toy boy?
Of course not. Why? How?
So it has to do with age.
Most likely, but then I think there's a bit
this
of
one
attitude
says that.
Too.
Last year I met my current boyfriend who is at 7, and he looks more mature than his age. Mm-hmm. His divorce from his wife was long and messy.
Oh.
Mm? Mm-hmm. Anyway, the 10-year gap. Aha! Now we got it. She's 47.
Gap. Oh, so you're correct. So that means she's 57.
Ah, see, I'm a genius.
Mm-hmm. No, you are. Ah, you actually did that really good.
Not only am I this, I'm spiritual. I can see ahead.
Yes.
If I tell you what the future has in store for you,
we can discuss it off air. Not now.
No, let me tell you now. I'm in the spirit.
No, you put it on after the show.
Anyway, the 10-year gap doesn't matter to us as my partner wants to marry me. Oh, yeah, he's in love.
Yeah.
Isn't it wise to marry somebody
that's older?
That's older. 10 years, man to woman.
I mean, they say age is just a number. Their relationship said the woman is older.
Wait, fine. You see, it will work now that he's 37 and she's 47. The age gap might not be that problem. Mm-hmm. But when she is older. 57, and he is not yet 50. Mm. When she is 57,
he'll be 47.
Mm-hmm. So she'll be headed towards. Now, if you add another year, when she is 67, and he is 57, yawa go gas.
So basically, they're not aging together.
They're not aging together.
Growing older faster.
It's a no-brainer. And love these days is not blind, though. It wears contact lenses. It wears contact lenses. You can use
magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. It wears even photochromic, so that if it's too bright,
it can dull it up for you. It can be shaded for you, but you're still seeing clearly. Which is the wise way to love.
Oh, by the way, good morning, Mr. Shego Agbede. I'm sure he's watching now, and he'll put a call through to me after this program for reasons best known to the two of us. Okay, he will do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he says that. So, where was I now?
He wants to marry her. Yes.
We've been trying for months without success. As luck would have it, we now have a lovely son. Mm. She has a son with him.
Okay, that's interesting.
But wait a minute. He already has a son who lives with his mother and would love me to have his child. We've been trying, as luck would have it, and she now has a son. Ooh, but that's tough. Now he wants me to have another baby at my age. That could be a bit risky at 47. 47.
I mean, they already both have children from their previous marriages, and now they have one love child.
Yeah, that should be enough. You see, do you know what it is? Mm-hmm. You know, some men are funny. Insecurity can make him say that. Let me tie her down with children.
Mm-hmm.
This babe must be a smasher.
At 47,
the man cannot let her let it.
So he's even younger than her. It's not as if.
And you know that as adults, we know what they told us how to have children, but as adults, we don't have children. So it must. Find that, you know, must want to pin her down. And says, she's caused me so much anguish by making me wait all this while. And I believe that she still carries the torch for this, her ex.
Okay, so she thinks, so now she's the one that seems
she's caused me so much anguish by making me wait all this while. Who is she now?
Exactly, who is she? Because as far as we know, her husband is late.
Yeah.
But the man, the quote-unquote toy boy, as she calls him, is divorced.
Let us, since two of us have a dilemma, you have already pointed in my direction that when I said top boy, you said he's a mugu. Then you pointed at me. So I don't know anything. So, yes, you did.
Come here today at 9 a.m.?
I have a little bit there. We can rewind you too. So let us read. I don't normally do it, but let's see what Antigone has to say. She says, a woman's fertility declines steeply when she enters her 40s. Without IVF treatment, which would guarantee nothing, you may be unlikely to have another kid. You lost your husband only a few years ago, and it is understandable that you don't wish to just this young boyfriend who sees you as a replacement. But by attaching so much to bearing his children, you're sticking the lot on an impossible event that's beyond your control. I bet your fear is that this young man would leave you if you fail to make him a father again. A love like yours can only thrive when you both accept that having a child is only one of the reasons you are together. If another child doesn't happen, he has a role to play, a stepfather to your kids and a reliable one to the son you have together.
Yeah.
So focus more on giving your children the love they need and so on. So at the end of the day, Bumi advises her that at 47, it might not be worth the risk, and given the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if he's with her for children, then he better realize that she's.
Hey, but you have to be in need. You have to be in need for something for somebody. You have 3 minutes.
Yes, roughly 3 minutes for the break.
I thought you were showing me your engagement ring.
No, I'm not wearing an engagement ring. This is fashion. I have 3 rings on my fingers.
You have 3 rings?
Yeah, fashion.
Oh, okay, it just came like a flash in the
No, park. I was showing you 3 as well. We have about 3 more minutes before the first commercial break.
I thought you were getting a bit nervous that this mugu that is here, let me frighten him by showing me.
I wish I could queue in this break to come in now.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll take a break. I will be right back. 3 minutes to go.
Connect to your own Instagram from there, and then you would also get a notification. so you would see what I posted.
Do I take that to the bank or something?
I mean, you can.
Now money matter now.
You can.
Now.
I'm not you can't take that to the bank.
Right. Let's get down to what Fatah is saying here.
Okay, let's hear. This is another story now.
This is another story. Mm-hmm. After Fatah's story, we'll take your calls.
Okay.
I have this pepper. Ah! Fatah. I have this pepper soup joint I go to with my friends during the week. The attraction for me really is one of the waitresses that started work there a few months ago.
Oh.
Fatah has broken a rule.
If you go
to a pepper soup joint, don't talk to the waitresses. What did I say? Don't talk to the waitresses.
But how would you not talk to them when you have
no? When I say don't talk, that's Nigerian English. My bamoso. Don't talk. How do you say that in Igbo? Sorry for my Igbo friends.
Unfortunately, I can't assist you at the moment.
You have to assist me. Imakoka doesn't understand English. Imakoka, good morning. In case you're listening, and since that he's been having it with her in rooms behind the purposeful joint, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And says the girl is a stunner. A couple of weeks ago, however, I was coming out from one of the rooms with the girl when I saw one of my friend's wives talking to the proprietor. So he now has, his wife has seen him in this whatever, and he's now not too sure whether his wife would tell. But apparently, the wife's friend was one of the suppliers to the proprietors. If you were the wife's friend, would you tell?
If I was the wife's
friend. It's a bit
of
a dilemma. I'd like you to think very well before you answer this question. If you saw your friend's husband in a place where he shouldn't be, you owe it a duty.
Mm-hmm.
You owe it a duty, a moral duty, to tell her yes or no.
Very, very controversial, but yes, in my opinion. Yes.
You would tell her?
I would.
How would you put it? Let me know. Let's rehearse.
Let's rehearse. Mm. Okay, what's my friend's name?
Your friend's name is Marilyn.
Marilyn.
No, that one, I need a very strong name. Your friend's name is Rachel.
Rachel.
Yes.
Wahala.
Uh-huh.
But you see, the risky thing, yes, is... So some people, I'm sure, would think, mind your business, so let them sort themselves out.
Yes. So what would you tell Rachel? How would you tell Rachel?
I will call her or text her. Maybe we need to see.
I think you better call or text, because if you say it in her presence,
she can just pour something on me.
Better for Sodom and Gomorrah that day.
Because that's another thing. So, okay, I think it really comes down to knowing your friend. But honestly, I feel like I would want to tell. But then I need to know the kind of friend that I have. Is she the kind of friend that would fight me?
I tell you what.
Honestly, so
let's assume that I went somewhere. And I saw my friend's wife where she shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, where my friend's wife shouldn't be, maybe I shouldn't be there too. For starters.
For starters.
So one, like they will say when in drinking palaces, one don't cut one diggy one.
So two of you.
Yeah, they call one.
Yes.
One, go, let's draw. But jokes apart, I would rather talk to her.
Okay. That's another option.
Yes,
that's
call her. I'd rather first at Dodge. If like I saw her car outside, me I'll just run back to my car and bolt away. But I'd rather then just call her and say, I mean this is embarrassing. So what do we do?
But would you be able to look at your friend the same way, knowing this and you not telling your friend? Wouldn't there be some guilt?
Because I don't know about how it happens with women.
With women.
But women are smart. If you it's better for you to. If you don't, who's that?
Zainab. Yeah, Farhan.
You know, women can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for you to talk to her than to try and talk to your friend. She could turn the tables against you.
Well,
let's hear from our callers.
All right, let's hear from our callers.
Yes,
who's going to be the lucky first caller this morning?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Good morning, sir. Who's calling?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Yenka Ibiduni on the line.
Hey, are you ready? How now?
I did, Kakwe.
Let me tell you. This Oyo was my classmate.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I was living in Yaba, but he dragged me to Sulere. And I became, I think, was I social secretary or something?
So you have history. You definitely have history.
Yeah, I have history. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
He was, It was so popular with English.
Okay, Aya, what would you do? What would you do? You tell me.
As far as I'm concerned, if I cannot talk to the woman, because it depends on what sort of woman she is,
yes,
I will just keep quiet and wait for a proper occasion.
Whatever to talk to the man.
To talk to both of them. I won't like to talk to the man.
You find both of them will be sitting down and you will tell them?
Yes.
Ari? No!
You know that I am a very straightforward person.
Oyo, no. You're on your own. Anyway, your name is Oyo. Oyo means
Oyo.
Your
own.
if the woman, I cannot talk to her.
Yes.
Then I will keep quiet. When the occasion, may mean maybe when they are fighting and they come to me or some other thing, I cannot then decide what the occasion will be. But there will be an occasion where I will...
You not talk to
the opportunity.
You will be saying something like, Yabo, you remember the day that I saw you?
No. I won't say
Your own.
I won't talk like that. I will say is that this situation is brewing for a long time, and I don't know what the one I didn't see somewhere was doing. But given the situation, you both of you need to sit down and consider properly.
Oyo,
yeah.
Oyo, how many times did I call you? You're on your own. Let's take the next caller. Let's take the next caller.
The next one is here.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my name is Zeno. I'm calling from VI.
Your name is?
My name is Zeno.
Zeno.
From VI.
Dino?
Zeno.
Zeno.
Zeno. Zeno, sorry, I thought you said Dino. I thought you were the senator.
Zeno.
And the sex stage.
I'm so glad that I got you today. I've really been trying for a long time.
Yes.
So, my take on the subject of telling a friend's husband.
Yes.
Her husband is in the street.
Yes.
I say a big no because on matters of marital issues, it's always very dicey. I mean, it's a matter of killing the messenger. I mean, you can say you're trying to help your friend, but eventually they may settle. And when they do settle, you come out as the person trying to destroy the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Even Oyibo people say ignorance is bliss. Exactly. What you don't know doesn't hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm. So sometimes it's best to keep mum.
It's best to
keep mum. If you really, really have to do it, it has to be done in such a way as like you did not do it.
Okay, let me ask you. In Fatai's case, wouldn't it be better if he confesses to his wife by himself?
Sorry?
In Fatai's case, wouldn't it be better if Fatai confesses to himself, to his wife? Your friend caught me in so. It was the devil. You know, the devil is always ready.
Oh,
he will take the responsibility.
But, sir, we all know that it's a man's world. And men never confess. Never.
Some muggles. Don't point at me, please.
Toy boys.
Some muggles. You know, some muggles, when love shacks them. It shacks them. But in my teenage days, though, I confessed once, and I paid dearly for it.
Exactly.
I confessed. I thought I was in love. I said, let me make all confessions now, so we can start on a clean slate.
My husband did confess something he did, but not an indiscretion. Mm-hmm. With an encounter with an ex at a time that we already knew each other. But he confessed way later.
Confession. That one is a historical incursion into the past. Let's take another caller.
Thank you so much for calling.
That's historically incursion. It's always easy to confess long after the incident. Hello, good morning.
Calm down.
Hello?
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
Yeah, Onyi, morning.
Good morning, you're welcome.
What? Our name is Onyiye, not Onyi. This is how you guys start. This is how you start.
Leave that thing.
No. She has to be addressed properly, Onyiye. Onyi, you don't go look YouTube. Onyi. Okay, go on.
Say hi to Sai Dinyinka, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is a wonderful man. This guy has been preparing solutions, but the leaders are just like what you do. I want to thank both of you. Thank you, Onyim.
Thank you too for calling. he's very adamant. He still went ahead with the OE.
That's how they start.
This voice is familiar.
Remember what happened to Fatai.
Let's take another phone call.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, ma.
Yes, this is Fumilayo.
Morning, Madam Fumilayo.
Okay, please, sir, I just want to chip in my own words. Because
go ahead, just go ahead.
My wife, they say, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, number one. And what the other first caller said, it's very wrong for you to call both people. Because just allow the woman to know that you saw her very well. Let her know. Let her have that consciousness. Let her feel guilty that you saw her. You might even greet her. If she's somebody that is very fearful, that has fear of God, since me alone will change her. She will even come back and tell me that, please, it's a mistake. Oh, please don't report me to my husband. Just make sure she sees you very well.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you. We hope Fatai has heard what
her suggestion just gave me an idea. So while greeting the person as spouse, so that the person will know that you've seen, you can even throw in family will call, how is
Oga? So the woman should have greeted Fatai. But do you know that there are some very daring men? You will catch them. Some have even been caught by their wives. Koro. They will say, Jimmy Caro, you just be looking. Jimmy, I'm talking to you. Slapping pokwa. No, they don't call it pokwa. They call it basgos. my daughter in Magodo. Mm-hmm. When I was said it was pakpa. Sheriff was always saying pakpa. And I remembered my daughter in Magodo says no. It's basgos.
That's what it is now.
Children everywhere. Okay, let's get down to this one. This one is very sweet. This is from Davida, not Davido.
Okay, Davida.
This one's Davida.
With an A. Okay.
There's a Davido and there's a Davida. Mm-hmm. Davida says, Davida is 15.
Oh, wow.
And the only child of my mother who remarried about 3 years ago. We moved into her new husband's home and sometime last year, my stepbrother, I think we had this sometimes, her stepbrother forced himself on
Similar story.
Similar story, yes. It's a case of incest, really, which could have been prevented. Yes, that is the man's son.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
she and her mom moved into mom's new marital home.
Mm-hmm.
She's 15, but man had son who is 18, and son who is 18 started abusing
15-year-old.
And so she. When it first happened, she threatened to tell her mom. He laughed and threatened to harm me if I did. When I eventually had the courage to tell her mom, my mom, that my stepbrother was touching me, she said I was trying to. You see, woman. Hey, Chineke, you see, woman. She said, you want to scatter my house. You see now. Don't point fingers at me.
I'm just pointing.
I'm not a
I'm pointing at the paper. We just talked about, you know, the story before this. Should you tell your friend's wife?
Hey, the mom's reaction is very embarrassing.
Very, very bad.
So she's more concerned. Why do you think she would behave like that?
I honestly don't know. So I think it's an archaic way of thinking, because for some reason, some people think what would people say is much more important than their own happiness or that of their family member.
No, I think this particular one is greedy and selfish. She's thinking of herself. Your daughter of 15 is being abused in a home, okay? And all you can see after she's told you what the boy is up to is that you want to scatter the home. It is true that it will scatter the home, but isn't it better for you to save your child?
Exactly. And even if she feels like, okay, I need more proof, still probe, try and ask questions. And
Look, the way I look at it, I'm a very daring person. No, let's get down to brass tacks. If I tell the guy and he's unreasonable about it, then obviously that's it. It's not... I don't have qualms about what people think about what I do, as long as, you know, if I find myself in a situation, well, I'm not a woman, and neither do I intend to be.
That's good.
There's no way you would even, no matter what
they want to do to you now.
but if I find myself, let's even say the roles were reversed and it's a woman, I would tell the woman that your son or our son, Yoruba diplomacy, be here, or more why you, you know, do you speak Yoruba at all?
Dear.
So if somebody is abusing you, you will know.
That's usually the first thing you understand in any language. Apart from the greetings, that one too.
A Yoruba person will say, oh, my wife, sometimes is our child. The most people will say is that they're abusing each other. How do we solve this thing? It must be that the woman is in fear and awe of the guy.
Maybe she doesn't want, she's afraid of losing him. Maybe she feels like, as I've gotten this one, I don't know if I'll find somebody else. So I'm
Kukuma
already an ex. Exactly. That's another thing. If this person is not good for you, you're better off on by yourself because, it's bad.
I'm not one of those who believe that there's no union that cannot be broken. Yes. If you can't sit down and have a discussion over something like this, and they are so frightened, they are so much of a fright, and this is not even fright, this is selfish.
And selfish. Even if you're selfish, shouldn't your selfishness reach at least your own biological child?
No, people who are selfish are selfish.
They're selfish, right? Just self.
They're just selfish.
That's so bad. They're bad.
Selfish. Let's hear what some of our readers...
listeners.
Some of our listeners will say, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning. Onyechi.
Good morning.
Onyeye.
Well done.
Where did Chi come into
it? Actually, Onyechi is the full name.
It's the full name.
Yes, Onyechi.
So the first one said, the first one shortened it. This one lengthened it.
Lengthened it. Yes, that's the full name.
Yeah.
Actually right. Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is, that woman is a shameless woman. I think that daughter, that 15-year-old daughter should, maybe if she still has a father, I don't know, maybe I missed that part. Or the father's family, she should inform them. In fact, need to take that daughter away from that woman. She is not a mother. Or her, that she's going to destroy that daughter's life. How can you say such? At 15, to a 15-year-old, that means they should collect that daughter.
Oh, okay. Now, thank you very much. What's the name?
Jesse Lokwe.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, is it an option for the girl to tell the man?
For the girl to tell the father of the boy?
Yes.
I think it's safer to tell her mother. But, I mean, now we see the reaction. Honestly, in that kind of situation, you would think she would go to her, because it's her mother first. This is a stranger.
But you see, if she tells the father, then her mother will believe. Her mother might even turn the tables that maybe she, you know.
We don't even know how the man would react, too, because some men, too, can.
He must be a difficult person, though, for... how can I have a wife who can't tell me that kind of thing?
Because if she, exactly, if the wife is...
She'll be able to predict that
she's glorifying him, or she's afraid of him, one of the two. And she's like, I don't want problem. You know, it's a very dicey and terrible situation.
Do you think if a woman was married to me, she won't tell me? What do I look like?
I think that if she will not tell you, it's because... Let me handle it though, because Jimmy will kill you. Let me handle it myself. Maybe that's the reason why she wouldn't tell you. But I don't think she wouldn't tell you because you wouldn't take action. Clearly,
But if she did tell me, the first point of attack would be the boy.
Ideally.
Yeah, what nonsense.
Bring everybody. Let it be open. Because first of all, secrecy.
Open about it. Yes.
Secrecy makes these kinds of things thrive. So bring it out in the family first. Oh yeah, let's table this matter. See what's going on. I mean,
it must also be that the woman probably feels that the guy doesn't even love her.
The husband that she married. So why did she marry him?
Maybe she married him for convenience.
Just
picking up the bills. No, man, not that. Companion usually is the last. Mm-hmm. Maybe she just pick up the bills. And just for her to react like this. Because if it's for companionship and they're quite close, it's something she can tell him at the appropriate time.
And the girl would, definitely not go to the father.
In fact, she can even hint him that I'm really worried. You know, there are ways you can put these things. But she's such a frightened rabbit, you know.
It's very disappointing.
She just quickly, you know.
Very, very disappointing.
And somewhere, and I'm sure after the daughter would have told her, somewhere in her inner recess, there'll be some element of fright, you know.
True. And why are you afraid of your partner? We have some time. We have about six more minutes.
Okay. Let's take a call.
All right, let's do that. Oh, every line has a call coming in.
Yes, let's take a call. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Akibe, your sister.
I don't have a sister called Akibe.
We are not Christians again. You are not the generation of Abraham.
Madam, just go straight to the point. Make your comments quickly.
Let me just talk about the topic. the woman is afraid to lose the husband, one.
Yes.
But somebody like you can still trace them. Yes, you have the address. In the Quran, it is said that you should not have affair with your father's wife children.
Yes.
And then in the Bible, it's also like that.
Yes.
But it might be that they have not known it in the Quran, either in the Bible.
Okay.
So the boy is Jacob with evil spirit control.
Okay.
To have indiscriminate sex. Hence, okay. They are not aware of the law guiding their body.
Okay, man. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's take another one. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, Mr. Jimmy Jani, we love you so much. I've been trying to get in touch with you since the morning crossfire. My own aspect of this is just, I want to tell you how much I adore you so much and I love you so much.
Is this not a man?
It's platonic.
I'm a young man.
It's platonic. It still exists in this day and age.
Please, lay hands on my chest. I have a breathing problem. I can't breathe.
You're fine.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
If I said, yeah, I'm going to have to do
my resuscitation. Sir, you know what I want to say on this issue is that.
You never talk finish. It's only 1 minute.
Oh, yeah, sharp.
Okay, I give you 1 extra minute. Oh, yeah, go.
Thank you very much, sir. So, what I want to say on this issue is that.
Yes.
The girl in question is this. Once she notices this.
Yes.
She's going to be really, really abused by the father more. Because for the mother not to have adored to, as in, cooperate with her, mm-hmm. with what she said.
Yes.
The man will see that, yes, he has now more authority over her. So I think the best thing for her is just to find a way to leave that house.
Okay. Let me ask you. Thank mm-hmm. you, sir.
Thank you
Let me ask you very quickly. Mm-hmm. Why can't the woman talk to the boy?
I don't know for her. So it seems like she is afraid of losing what she has with this man. And for me, that is not there is no valid reason to condone
abuse. She can't even talk to the guy. Even in a friendly manner, if you've been giving him one piece of meat before, give him 2 pieces.
And just, you know, find a way to go about
it. Yes. And that's how.
Prepare him for what he's about to hear.
Before you eat, there's something I want to discuss with you. So he'll be looking at the 2 pieces of meat while he's talking to you.
Food. I mean, if you use it the right ways, but it's honestly a very sad situation, and the girl needs to leave that environment. Maybe go to her grandma's. I don't know. The question is, will she be able to trust anybody again? Because this young man has defiled her mother, whom she thought would be
but
safe haven, has disappointed her.
In case the girl is listening, since she knows that Diabumi might be on air, the last thing you want to do is to do anything violent, because she might think she should put something under her pillow and stuff like that. My advice would be to go straight to the man and tell him. Just go straight. I think don't take a risk and forget what your mom says and go and tell your stepfather that, look, this is what this guy is doing. If he doesn't react appropriately, then you better book yourself a one-way ticket out of that place. Mm-hmm. You know,
because I mean, there's also the fear, which our last caller just mentioned, the fear of what if the father too joins in with the son and it becomes a situation where she's abused by both her stepfather and her stepson. I mean, I'm not saying that's the case. I don't know who this person is.
That's a disaster.
It's honestly so.
That's a disaster. Okay, so we got to go. Thank you very much, Onye.
Thank you. I've had fun this morning.
Yes, you must come again.
You have a fan. His name is Femi. He texted me on my WhatsApp and he says he's just laughing here that I should say hi to you from one of his fans. I'm sure
how
he's listening.
Did Femi, who is my fan, get your own number?
Oh no, so Femi knows me. We worked together. So he sent me a message saying, I can hear you and Uncle Jimmy.
I'm not there.
My God.
I'm not there.
Okay, it's time to go.
Remember that on Friday we have so many giveaways. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss it. We'll be giving away from the first minute. And I want to give away everything on Friday, so there's no time for any jagbajantis or anything. It's just gifts. Kakoma hank on it. Just gifts.
So from
gifts, you know, like I saw a machine. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that there was a spraying machine.
Ooh.
I saw somebody send me a video. The guy loaded the money in the machine and was shooting the guy. That's what I really know. So I want to rain. I don't want to give it away. You know, to thank everybody for.
This is the place to be.
It's been fun being here for 1 year.
Oh. It's 1 year already.
It's 1 year. That's what it is.
Oh, congratulations! It's that's fantastic. Year.
Yes, and I'm so happy. I feel it's like my birthday.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It usually has that feeling.
It has that feeling. Mm-hmm. My birthday. So we'll be back again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we'll probably do something extended from the newspaper reviews. Mm-hmm. We'll look at certain issues so we can do something serious for a while. But on Friday is a big party.
Just a party. TGIF.
It's a party. Party all through. Okay, thank you very much, Onye. I enjoyed having you here.
Thank you so much. Dragging you out
on the day you really shouldn't be here. And the Tekkers are coming. I haven't seen Tekke 1. I haven't seen Tekke 2. Take one, Tekke 1. Show
take
your head.
Take one, take two.
Take two, Tekke 2.
They'll soon come.
See you tomorrow at 9, okay? Bye.